You're having hell on your own. So tell all the fake friends, get gone. Move it on. Stop ringing my phone. Watch it.
Can y'all hear me now?
Just leave me alone, bro. You wouldn't even leave me a phone. The said it, bubble chew. Down from two.
Can y'all hear me now?
Look how they cut you loose. Said she love you. She don't love you. She just trying to set you up. She trying to drug you.
What up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Yo. What's going on? I want to come on here for a little bit. Because if you go and look at my post that I made, I was on one of my breaks. And I made a post about the permission slip, right? What up, Fat Boy? What up? What up? What's up, Vanetta? What up, Boston? What up? What up? What's up, honey? What's up, Sharon Spiller? What's going on? I don't know, man. So I really wanna go over this so-called permission slip. And I've been having conversations all day, right? And I don't know. I think that this permission slip is, this permission slip is a pivotal moment in, hold on, let me do something. A lot of people didn't know that I'm a coder. I'm very good with computers and editing and different things. So, if you ever need anything done. All right, I edited a little bit and made it a little bigger. So, let's go over this. Because I had some people that came in my comments, but they were respectful. They wouldn't mean, they was respectful. And me and them was going back and forth through most of the day. You a data analyst? I'm finna get ready to take a coding class at UNLV. Them coders are starting out paying $150,000 a year. I need all that. I need to get all that. Okay, so I'm doing my part. That's all I can do. But let's get into this. Okay, so we've heard the case. It's been a guilty verdict. And the conversation that was had for me today, and it kind of got my day going by fast because every break I was responding. I was talking to somebody. I won't say what group they from or whatever, this and that, but it was actually an interesting dialogue and it actually made me think about some things. So when you look at the screen, what do you see? What do you see? If you're in the chat right now, no matter what side you're from, when you look at the screen, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? Well, let me tell you what I see while you're posting what you see. If you giving someone a permission slip, you first have to tear it out of the notebook and give it to them. Right? No. First, hold on, Ty. The first thing you have to do, if you're writing someone a permission slip, you have to tear it out of the notebook and hand it to another person. The permission slip wouldn't be in your possession. It would be in the person that you gave permission to. This shit is supposed to be, R. Kelly's supposed to have this shit glued to his shirt. He supposed to have this shit on the front of the Sprinter. He supposed to have this shit on the door of the Sprinter. Why would you still be in the possession of a permission slip that you were supposed to give him? R. Kelly would have this permission slip. It would be in the studio. Like, as soon as you get there, you know what I mean? They, okay. They took a pic first before tearing it out. I get that. Now, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, you wrote a permission slip. Both of you signed it. And you gave it, you took a picture of it. That make a lot of sense. You ain't thinking about that. You know what I mean? He's supposed to have this shit glued to his fucking shirt. They said I was obsessed for pointing out the obvious with the bad parents, the proof, and then putting Wala and say it was someone from Sony. Okay. The person from Sony was not called to trial. You have not heard their name in any paperwork. They was not mentioned in cross-examinations. They were not mentioned in anything. They were not mentioned. So the person from Sony got out of this shit unscathed. So let me go through the scenario for you. R. Kelly is contacted, and I'm telling you what is in the paperwork, not what somebody said. I'm way past what a motherfucker can say to me, right? Okay. Jane Doe goes to a concert with her parents. She goes to the pit. The pit is in front of the festival, and she gets called up on the stage from the pit. And things happen, whatever, but communication between her and R. Kelly, or her parents and R. Kelly, kind of hadn't figured out who telling the fucking truth about that. They go home. R. Kelly don't leave with their daughter that night, right? The parents end up with the phone number. They contact R. Kelly saying that she is the fucking little girl that got pulled out the pit on the stage. They're having a conversation. R. Kelly asks how old she is. She says 18. R. Kelly makes it no shit. R. Kelly lets her know, I'm trying to fuck. Throughout the process of this conversation, an audition is set up. An audition is confirmed, but not by Azriel, right? So, correspondence between the parents and their daughter, letting them know, like, hey, this nigga is trying to get in your pants. He ain't trying to hear nothing about no music, but he said he gonna give you an audition. Go to the audition, sing this, wear this, do this. She go. They met him on Saturday. Monday, she went to the audition. She get to the audition. R. Kelly said, no phones. You know how these girls is. Turn the phone off. She testified that he licked her butt. Anal, fucking oral. They call the police because they ain't heard from her. Told her to go, told her to tease him. Then after that, she lets him do it. She goes home. After that, the parents is like, text him. You have to be on it. You can't be like these other girls. You have to be special. Then some kind of way, as or her, you know, ask if she go to California. Parents agreed. No permission slip. Cheryl Mack books the flight. She's gone. She goes to California. Somewhere throughout the process of her going back and forth, sleeping on buses, Suzette Mayweather said that she was supposed to be working on her music. She lied to him. He came in there and beat her ass. Ended up on the bus, ended up in the Sprinters, all of that. The parents don't know none of this at this point because it says in the paperwork, from the time she walked into the Dolphin Hotel, the parents had no communication with him. She was communicating with him on her own. Somewhere over the process of all of this ass whooping and abuse, which would be equated by people that support R. Kelly as living the lifestyle and five-star restaurants and you know what I mean, and the best of life. The Mayweathers tell a different story of, hell, you can't eat and you can't use the bathroom and you got to wear these sweatpants. You got to call me daddy. Ashriel writing to herself about how she got to learn to be a better girlfriend and, you know, you pleasing him sexually. You left in the car on a bus on Sprinter vans. All of that right there. Okay. Now, Ashriel is writing this shit. She's writing. And she's trying to be a better girl. This and that. Trying to please this nigga. Make him happy. All of this shit. She's trying to get a shot at music. And he's romantically sexing her down. All of that. Okay. Somewhere along the line, Az told this nigga that, hey, I'm 17, which he already knew because Cheryl Mack booked the tickets and they booked the rooms. So even if they say they didn't know, he knew. He knew. Because, first of all, Cheryl Mack just went through this shit with Precious Way. She already know that this nigga is abusive and he beat the motherfuckers up. And they left Cheryl Mack in the hotel up in Olympia Fields. He torched her. Cheryl Mack went through that. So you think Cheryl Mack knew all these girls was young? Shit, she wrote a book about it. So if she booking ass plane tickets to get back and forth, and ass is giving fellatio in front of her, and ass was the reason she quit, you think that Cheryl Mack didn't know and didn't tell R. Kelly that she was 17? Do you think that she is that dumb? She works. She's handling personal assistants. She's handling contracts, business deals. She's his personal assistant. Do you think that she did not know from the beginning that Ashriel was 17, even though Ashriel told him that she was 18? And remind you, that before Ashriel, he had already beat the fuck up by the Precious Way, and Precious Way had DNA and locked her in that hotel out there in Olympia Fields, right? Okay. So Ashriel tells him that she's 17. He gets mad. He slapped me and he sent me home. That was his way. R. Kelly made a crucial, in my opinion, R. Kelly made a crucial mistake at this point. Because I'm pretty sure Az told him, my parents wanted, you know what I mean, jobs, food trucks. They called the police. It already had to be some beef there. It already had to be a misunderstanding. You know what I mean? Az ain't calling. She said that I stopped calling. I wasn't calling as much. I wasn't texting. The text message was like, well, did you ask him about the food truck? Did you ask him about the dildo business? Did you ask him about giving me a job? The bus driver, the lights? Give me something. Can he give me something? So there had to be some beef right there. It had to be everything wasn't just cool. Like, okay, nigga, if you ain't finna give me no monetary gain, then where the music? Okay? Where's the music? It's no music. It's no food truck. It's no job. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. R. Kelly gets mad. He could have went to the police. He could have drove her to the police and said, hey, these people done tried to extort me. He would have been justified. If I was on the phone with you and you tell me you're 18 and I find out it's your parents and they're asking me for monetary gain, and now I find out that you ain't 18, that you 17, I'm gonna do the Kevin Hart. I'm gonna drive your little ass to the police station. I'm gonna drive you down there to the police. I'm being set up. Tell them what you just told me. And you better tell them everything. Yeah, my parents and they told them I was 18 and told me to sing for them and dance for them. And I got with him and I fell in love. And we've been traveling and I've been having sex with him. And I told him and they was asking for money and trucks and different things. And I just couldn't take it anymore. They was putting so much pressure on me. What the fuck I would have did. But he didn't. He did the Daryl McDavid. He did the lie detector test. Go get the tapes back. Pay him the money. Cover it up. You know what I mean? Send the girl out of town. He did it the R. Kelly way. Did he not? Did he not do it the R. Kelly way? Did he not? Didn't he try to fix it on his own? Didn't he try to fix it with his friends? Didn't he tell her, okay, you have to go home because he was scared. I got to talk to the lawyers. But you got to get your parents to write me a letter. Well, shit, if he gonna give us the food truck and he going to do the dildo deal and going to give you the music, we'll write the letter. We'll write the letter. What he want in it? He said put Valerie Payton in it. Well, yeah. Tell her you coming back. Tell him to put it in there that you coming back, but you ain't staying with me. Well, who the hell am I supposed to tell him to stay with? Tell him Valerie Payton. You know Valerie, the girl, the lady that take y'all down to the Macy's to get the clothes. So the permission slip is written and a picture of it is taken, I'm guessing, by someone in the chat that said that, you know, and R. Kelly has a copy, I'm guessing, and that's supposed to free him from all prosecution, you know, but it doesn't, you know. I'm guessing that Valerie Payton don't know anything about this permission slip and that she never talked to those set of parents. I haven't seen any text messages or correspondence between Val and I just haven't. I mean, have y'all in the years we've been covering this, have y'all seen any correspondence from Val between? I never seen that. You know? I just never seen it. Maybe it exists. It wasn't brought up in trial. It wasn't. So, if Az was sent back home by R. Kelly, and I was talking about this to someone in my, you know, in my comments today, and they was like, it wasn't a permission slip. It was guardianship. He gave her guardianship of him, and I was explaining to them that you can't just give guardianship to somebody. You have to go before the judge. Like, you got to go to court for that shit. You can't just say, hey, yeah, take my child. She yours. And here go her birth certificate, social security card, and she your child now. It's your responsibility. This was a permission slip. But it's fake and it doesn't exist. It was not brought up in trial. The person did not testify on it. It was never brought up. You see what I'm saying? When R. Kelly said that he was going to talk to his lawyers, he then notified, his lawyers told him, like, you need to get a permission slip. He didn't notify Az. Az probably told her parents, and this is what they put together and signed it and gave it to her. And once he took a screenshot of this with their signatures on there, he booked her ticket for her to come back, you know, and continue his relationship with the minor and abuse. Now, after that, the abuse got worse. The lies got bigger. And she turned 18. And they kind of cut communication with anyone that wanted a food truck. Anyone that wanted a food truck, you know, anyone that wanted lights, anybody that wanted to drive the bus, anybody that wanted that shit. Once R. Kelly had this permission slip for her being underage, and then she turned 18, he was not trying to listen to none of that shit no more. He was up to his ass in them lawsuits. Me Too and all of them was cutting off his concert money. He didn't have anything to give anybody, you know. So R. Kelly cut all that calling, and you know how you hear all that screaming. You gonna see? R. Kelly, like, man, Cheryl, go get me another phone. Turn this one the fuck off, and you go over there and shut up, and you better not call him and tell him nothing. And that shit was over with. For 3 years, you know what I mean? She's just gone. She gone. The local police might have been called, but no feds, nothing, until the same lady who was booking her flights, she's the one that went and started Surviving R. Kelly. The same person that was booking ass flights, that wrote that book where she witnessed her with the fucking her giving fellatio in there in that book, the short 5-page book. She's the one that initially went to Lifetime about a documentary on R. Kelly. But her son said, you gotta get the fuck out of that. It's gonna ruin my career. He did. R. Kelly said, man, they killing me with this shit. They killing me with this shit. They said that. He said that. And they did kill him with that shit. To be honest with you. Now that is not fair. That's not fair. You can't have it both ways. No. I do think he abused Az the fuck out of her, chastisements every 2 days, and you can't shit, and you're wearing sweatsuits in the summer. She was complaining. I think they sent her back twice. Can't have it both ways. You can't call him a monster if you kind of facilitated the process of him being a monster. You know? I mean, a lot of people got a lot of game. You know what I mean? They can run it and fucking, you know, pull shit over on people and finesse this and that. R. Kelly had 20 years of experience with this shit, with dealing with parents and minors. You know what I mean? He had dealt with some grimy motherfuckers from Chicago in the middle of the hood. You know what I mean? You think he can't deal with some country talking motherfuckers from that's out of sight, out of mind? And then one girl is already 19 and the other was 4 months away from being 19. And he got some working room because from what I can see is that they wasn't real concerned with their child. They're texting their child, well, did you ask them about the shit that's going to make us some money? Did you ask them about the job? Money. Did you ask them about the food truck? Money. Did you ask them about the dildo deal? Money. So when you say that, R. Kelly ain't never gave me no money, he probably didn't. There's no evidence of that. But you sure motherfucking asked for it. you so asked for. You know? Parents didn't get compensation. And that is the one thing that probably saved them from prosecution. Oh, they got duped now. But they duped us. How the fuck we gonna, we can't, shit. We can't go around here saying that they got duped. Cause shit, I got duped. Ain't that a bitch? The same shit R. Kelly did to them, they did it to me. And had me doing it to you. Shit, we got duped too. And we've been sitting up here arguing about a motherfucking permission slip and the shit ain't even real. It was no need for it. If I already been with you for 6 months in fucking eating ass and sleeping with girls and meeting Juice and the other live-in girl, if I'd already been all around the country with you starting in April, what the fuck do I need a permission slip for? What I need a permission slip for, you know what I mean, in December. Why do I need a permission slip in September? If I already been with you since April, what the fuck do I need a permission slip for? Yeah, we got gang. I'm telling you. If I left 7 days after the fucking festival with nobody, why do I need a fucking permission slip in September? Who asked for the motherfucking permission slip? Dumbo. Dumbo should have went to the police. Dumbo should have went to the police. You see what I'm stressing? Dumbo should have went to the police. All of them over there screaming, lock up the parents, lock up the parents. Man, Az told you the truth. She told you that her parents was manipulative. She told y'all. Y'all thought Az was crazy on Gayle King, didn't it? I know I did. I was like, man, he got her covered up in this hot ass house in a trench coat. The fucking screaming at Gayle, and we all thought like, oh man, they so brainwashed. They're so brainwashed. And they fucking, man, listen, the motherfuckers are trying to tell you. Them motherfuckers is manipulative ones. It's all for money. She said that. I didn't say anything. R. Kelly should have went to the police. He tried to finesse this shit in a day and age when Me Too, Trump then gave Homeland $30, $44 billion. He tried to finesse this shit in that era. If he seen the crime, he called the police on everybody. He known in Chicago for getting your ass locked up. You come down there and fuck with him at that studio, them police is coming over there and put your ass in jail. Everybody know that. He go shoot basketball. He got, but what's, you know what I mean? He had them write, he talked to his lawyers. He had them write this motherfucking bogus ass permission slip shit. And that shit didn't work. When he sent her home, he had already then gave her herpes. He had then already ruined her life. She had then already had an abortion, I'm guessing, all of that. He should have left well enough alone. He should have called the cops. Called them for everything else. When them parents went to the studio up there on Surviving R. Kelly, the police came over there and tried to lock them up on Surviving. It's not beneath him to call the cops. Should have called the cops that day. Came back to bite him in his ass. Came back to bite him in his ass. Thank you. Man, thank you. But that's how we feel about the permission slip. Why the fuck would she even need a permission slip? She left April the 28th. Why the fuck would she need a permission slip on September the 21st? Let's count the months. April, right? So that's May, June, July, August, September. Ass was gone with him for 5 whole months before a fucking permission slip. Thank you, Flawless. Man, they don't give a fuck about no permission slip. They should have had a permission slip when she came out here. The fuck? I don't know. The reason I'm talking about these things is because I don't want people looking at me like I'm trying to hide anything. I'm telling you what I knew. I'm telling you what I've discovered. And I'm telling you that I understand. If the events are different than what I'm saying and what the paperwork is saying and acknowledging, somebody let me know. You know what I mean? But I don't want people out here thinking that they signed ass over to him. Man, they ain't signed nobody over to him. As that person that was in the chat earlier said, they wrote that shit, they signed it, they took a picture, they either sent it to him, they didn't send it to Valerie Payton, or she would have been on that fucking stand verifying it, or they sent it to ass. Man, you can't be 18 in the motherfucking 11th grade, man. Cut it out. I heard what Dana said earlier. That's what he think, then that's fine. I wasn't around when all that shit was going on, but I'm smart enough to go to my computer and be like, hold on, man, this ain't right. I ain't standing by no lie. Fuck all that. I ain't standing by now lie. I ain't doing it. Wouldn't know Valerie Payton in the trial. The permission slip wasn't tore out the paper, so it ain't like they personally gave it to him. It ain't like they was in Chicago and met with him and was like, hey, we're gonna write you out a permission slip in front of him or some lawyers. That shit would never tore out the notebook. So that tell me that shit was written out, a picture was taken and given to fucking R. Kelly, even if that. You know? And who sent this shit to TMZ? I don't think that the parents would send that to TMZ. That might be the work of the muscle. That looked like something that the muscle would have done. No. That seemed like something that the muscle would have done. I don't see them getting in touch with TMZ. Sending the permission slip, that's more on a defense level, don't you think? Somebody in the chat answer that for me because I wasn't around. But that's more of a, if the headline comes out and says that R. Kelly has a cult. He has minor girls living with him and a family from Atlanta and a family from Florida. Then this permission slip comes out on TMZ. That, yeah, I got a minor with me, but the fucking parents gave me permission, and this is the permission slip. I don't think them parents did that. I think that, you know what I mean? You know? It's a questionable letter because she wrote the date three times. And I'm like, hold on. It's a questionable letter because she wrote the date three times. I analyzed data and it came out in her writing the date three effing times. Let's look at it. She wrote the date three times. Hold on. I ain't even fucking see that. Damn, you are a damn letter analyst. I ain't even pay that no attention. So if you look at this, I never even read this shit. I'm gonna read it. We, the parents of Azriel Claire, give consent for Azriel to stay with Valerie Denise Payton until December 30th, 2015, in which she will be under her care during the stated time. Okay. Okay. Now let me see this. The defense would never use that because the permission slip doesn't release her to him and prove she was underage because it mentions it expires 12/30/15. That's a fucking, you know what I mean? That's true. The top, they'll say that, oh yeah, the top right corner plus that. Hold on. Wow, she wrote the date out then in numbers. Wow, honey, good cat. Yeah. They don't do anything back return. They had to know they were 9/21/15 at two times at the top. And then she wrote the date out. She wrote the date four times. Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been listening to all day. They got fucking petitions and all of this shit about locking parents up. I'm like, I don't understand that concept. What's up, Toon? I just don't understand that concept. He's trying to get an appeal saying that he didn't do these things, and you want to put the parents in jail for some shit that he didn't do? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's fucking four times. I don't understand that. So it's almost like I'm defending them against them, and I'm telling y'all what they really did, like what it really looks like that happened. Because their analogy of what happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, they did some questionable things, but their communication with him stopped before he ever touched her. Their communication with him stopped the second she walked into the Dolphin Hotel. So anything that happens after she was at the Dolphin Hotel, any abuse, then that's on him. And when it came to his attention that she was 17, he had an option of calling law enforcement, but he didn't. He had them to write this bogus-ass letter to this bogus-ass lady that they have no... They don't have no communication, no back and forth correspondence. Because if I'm having an issue with you and I now have to give you a permission slip, right? If I'm in a position where you've discovered that I was lying and you discovered that I set you up, because I'm pretty sure she told her she was 17. She told her that, look, my parents was talking to you. My parents was on the motherfucking, was just texting you. All that shit. That wasn't me. That was them. So I'm pretty sure she told him that she was 17. Then she told you that, look, my parents are trying to set this. My parents set this shit up, and they was talking to you, right? She didn't say one thing and didn't say the other. What y'all think? She didn't say, yep, you know, my parents tried to, you know, my parents tried to set you up and, you know, it's all good now. You know? No matter which way you try to spin this shit, you can't take the blame off him, is what I'm stressing. You can't, right? He's to blame too. If you're going to blame the parents, you have to blame him in that too. Because when he told her he was 17, you think he didn't tell her? You think she didn't tell him? Like, I wasn't the one that told you I was 17. My parents told you I was 17. That's why, okay, see, now we getting somewhere. And that's why I went live. That's why the letter is similar to the text. Because he was always in possession of the text. He had the mother text messages, everything. He had all of that. When he got control of ass, he got control of ass life. You mean to tell me that he could get ass to have gay sex, but he couldn't get, if he could have, you mean to tell me, is it easier to get a girl to give you oral sex in front of another woman with the lights on than it is to get her phone and go through her text? If he can pop her, he can get her phone. So he knew all of the text messages between her and her mother when they first got together. When she told him she was 17, she told her everything that her parents said. When she went on Gayle King and she gave that story lines up with the text and lines up with the letter. It's not hard to go through these things. It's just not. This is Summer Washington on the screen in the summertime with motherfucking sweatsuit on. Yeah. Sweatsuit. Give me a second, y'all.
In my apartment a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kind of slow. Still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She want to hang with her, we want one thing. Jet penetrating that dope, dog. She choke on it like smoke, dog. But whenever I fucked up, I re-up. In a dice game, I go see her. She'd give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow up blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker. Pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay to put a 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting ass up? I mean, damn, me hoe get paid, all you do is get laid. This shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love. Even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up, she so trill. I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, get where we go chill. About 4 years, she held dope with my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down. I won't say her name, cause she married now.
Yes. She would always turn heads when she falls through. She would always make moves how I boss do. And she never gave any nigga time of day. But she the chick all the niggas try to talk to me. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut glass, post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I. Right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17. I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight. Another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other bitches. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more that we could do. Wasn't really much space for us, but she stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little chick that caught my eye. I told her, hurry up, meet me at the room.
Yo, okay, so, hell, man, yeah, Mocha, yeah. Okay, so, let me take this down. Put that back up there. No, put me up there. Okay, so now, if Az been gone for 5 months traveling back and forth, I even heard that R. Kelly was spending time with her in Orlando. Because in one of the texts, it says, you out here running around dating a man. And, you know, all around town dating a man. You need to be asking him about your music. That was concerning. I mean, as a, you know, as concerning can be. Well, who got timed out? What's going on? Let me see. What's going on? What's going on in the chizat? Look like a mistake. Okay. 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 Let me know if y'all see anything else weird. So okay. Az gone for 5 months. She's she's going back and forth. She's around town. So R. Kelly is really like dating her. So when I post, you know, when I posted this, you know, the NASA school uniform, you know, this, like, he's traveling. You know, that's she going to school. That's the school shit on. Like, I'm, you know, to my knowledge, I could be wrong. I've been lied to about so much shit, you know. So 5 months, no permission slip, then a permission slip all the way up until her birthday. She got permission to go back and forth. She testified under oath that she was being abused. She was getting whoopings. She was left to eat, wearing sweatpants. The whole spiel we've heard about so many other girls before her, right? Okay? Okay. Now, I told you, I can't lie to you and tell you, because when Az was here, I was told not to bring up R. Kelly. When you seen Az at my house, that's what I was told. I'm going to share some with y'all if I can find it. I was told that you can't talk about him. It's a trigger for her to go off. And I didn't. Like, what am I going to, if, you know, my so-called friend tell me, like, hey, you know, don't bring that nigga up. You know, like, why would I do that? And I didn't. So when he left and she started wanting to talk about it, I can't lie and be like, you know, I can't sit up and lie and be like, I was like, damn, I thought, you know, that I'm not supposed to talk about this shit. Like, damn, you know, but once she got to talking, like, she didn't fucking stop. What the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, people, you know, I'm not worried about no legal shit. I can talk to who I want to talk to. She hadn't even talked to the government yet, you know? I mean, once she started talking about that shit, you know, she didn't stop. And she told so-and-so much shit. So I can't sit up here and lie to you and tell you, like, that I did ask her, like, why you ain't talked about this shit up until now? You know? You know? I'm still looking for this shit, but I'm just talking. But I'm you know, I had to ask that. You know? Like, ain't that a question y'all would ask? Like, why you ain't discussed that with them? The farthest thing from my mind was, you know, I mean, what we starting to learn now. I didn't know. I'm gonna tell you what Ass told me, and this came out of her mouth. Ass told me that R. Kelly told her that her parents sold her to him. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean sold? To my knowledge, R. Kelly ain't never gave him no money. She said no. He didn't pay him with money. He hit him with some bricks. Through the manager. Y'all know who the manager was at the time. That was Mace. I told her that I don't believe that that's true. And I said that when her father lands, I'm going to get him on the phone and I'm going to get Mace on the phone. And I did. Mace said that that ain't true. But then when I went, you know, because I be thinking like that. When I thought about surviving, R. Kelly was like, well, I bought her from them. And then when I went and looked at the Savages had Mace arrested for threatening them. And then Angelo sided with Mace. Then he went out to California and was with him out there. I can't lie to you and tell you that I ain't think about it. I did think about it. But R. Kelly wouldn't have been able to come out and say that, because that's actually more time than 30 years. And for the record, I met Alice. I don't think that she is behind none of this shit. I think that Alice will tell you, before he got out of jail, none of her kids was disrespectful. She raised them right, and they all was her little babies. It's a lot I want to say, because the more and more I listen to that video, and the more and more I look at them text messages of what he said to my wife and them videos he put up, and I never did anything to him, I got a lot to fucking say. You know what I mean? When I get into these fucking times, I'm going to talk about some shit. And I dare motherfucker to say something. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I'll talk about this shit for 2 years. I'll talk about this shit every day. I'll talk about this shit. I'll talk about bags. I'll talk about everybody I got, man. Because I really, really, really didn't deserve that. I actually deserve an apology. I was accused of doing some shit. Did y'all ever get the evidence of what I did? Did y'all ever get the fucking evidence of what a motherfucker said I did to him? No. So I can say how I feel. I can say how I think. I really can. I ain't worried about nothing. None of that. All that cap and shit, I ain't worried about none of that. You know? You ain't had that energy for so many people, I could say. Don't have that motherfucking energy with me. When I was in jail, you attacked my beautiful wife. And when I tell you my wife is beautiful, she really is. I'm about to post her. Had my back, OCOV had my back. These same people, they had my back for a whole year. I never went without anything in jail. They never let you say anything to me, and they wouldn't own you. And I ain't even have to tell them to do it. They was emailing me like, we ain't going for that. I'm looking for something very specific. You know? Ash should have stayed out here with us. She should have never went the fuck back on that side of the country. I'd have put her ass in college. I ain't lying. Anybody can get mad at me and say whatever. That ain't my child. Her ass would have been 2 years in on getting a degree. As y'all can tell, I run a pretty tight ship. And you best believe the risk that I took was to pay for fucking tuition, all kind of shit. Like my daughter that's here, she got a brand new car when she turned 16, pulled the plastic off the seats. See, when I was doing my thing, my money didn't go outside the house. It all came in the house. And I knew that it wasn't going to last forever. You know, I got things I'm going to show y'all you might have never seen before. I'm going to play some things. Y'all can bear with me. I just feel like I wasted so much of my time. Then my house burned up. Then I got fucking indicted. Then I got shitted on by the same motherfuckers that I'm out here helping. And then God turns around and karma turns around and woo! Karma come quick, don't it? Karma ain't even let me get out of jail. Boy, karma came quick. Didn't that motherfucker say he was a public figure? I am a public figure. I have to think about my legacy. What you think about your legacy now? Let me see. We always tried to be nice to them when he came out here. When Az came out here one time, we went, bought a birthday cake, and we just tried to be nice. You know, we understood that they didn't see their daughter in a long time, and I'm thinking that they, you know, like R. Kelly is this monster that, you know, kidnapped their child. I mean, he did abuse her, but I'm thinking that, you know, they, like, shit, they innocent, and he just ran off with their child. And they might have been overzealous trying to get the music in her song. And, you know, and I've been in a situation where I was dealing with somebody and I was going to see, like, man, I'm finna see if I can't do some business. So I'm the one that understand the deal, though, deal. It ain't my business of choice. Like, I would never be around here trying to sell no sex, no dildos. I mean, it just ain't my thing. But I didn't know that, you know, things was this brazen. And then I didn't know nothing about the dildo deal because all I ever heard was a motherfucker say that they rich, that they, you know, had houses and shit when they was 14. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking like, you know, because see, I ain't no drug dealer. So I'm just thinking that, you know, drug dealers be having like drug dealer friends and they be able to touch money and shit like that. Well, at least all the drug dealers I know, you know, they always, especially when they get out of prison, usually if you a drug dealer and you get out of prison, like the niggas in the hood, they hit you and shit. They hit you with, Damn, I know what's in here. Hold on. Man, I got so much shit. Got all kind of stuff. Damn. You know, but I honestly didn't have any intentions. I did want Az to come and talk to y'all because when them people was bashing them, I mean, it was y'all the ones that was, I mean, he did his little lives, but it was y'all the ones fighting and arguing with them. You know what I mean? Trying to get them from stopping from bashing the victims. You know? And to see a motherfucker not appreciate it, Az would have came on the channel. Remember that one night it was her birthday? I ended my live. She was going to come on there that night. She was going to come on the live that night when she was out here. She was going to come on there then. But then I didn't let her. I was more concerned with her health. I had just sat there and watched her cry for all them days. You know, how would you feel if you feel like everybody failed you? Your parents failed you. Then R. Kelly failed you. And this is at a time when it was going hard on the internet. Everywhere you look up, you know, the man that you done connected me with, talking about a business deal is now put out on the internet that you ate shit. You know what I mean? Now you got everybody asking you about that. Now they asking you about herpes and all of that shit. You know? And now your father, your father is putting pressure on you to sign deals and music and all of that shit. You know, I witnessed all of that shit. You know, I witnessed all of that. I'm tired of looking for this shit. We're going to have to do it another time. I got other shit to show. But I think that the government got it right. If R. Kelly, I think that the jury seen what the fuck I'm talking about. like his he got a history of trying to cover shit up and finesse and finagle shit. You know, he's even doing it right now. Like, I can't speak on it, but he's doing shit right now. He's doing shit right now to this day. I know about it, but it ain't my business like it used to be my business. See, back in my heyday, I've been on here screaming. But, oh, there you go. You know? You know? Said, man, motherfucking attacked my motherfucking beautiful wife. Shit. Okay. Hold on. Damn, I can't even motherfucking play this shit. Hold on. I gotta change it to an MP4. That's fucked up. I'm gonna show y'all three things real quick. I want you, first I want y'all to hear this dude. Hold on.
Turn down the light. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lie. Just hold me close. Don't pay. Don't patronize.
Teddy Swims on IG. Yeah, man, talk about my wife, man. Talk about my wife. That shit burns me up. And I wasn't out here to protect her. She having to argue with this nigga on the phone through talking and voicemail messaging. And this motherfucker want to put it out here that I'm fucking sleeping with my sister, motherfucking tears. And she ain't never even met me in person. And I got so much shit I want to put out here. I really want to be a bitch ass nigga, but you know, in time, you know what I mean? Lottery winner claim jackpot and scream mask so his relatives don't recognize him. Oh shit. You know? Come on, man. Yeah, I'm gonna put, man, look at this. Look at this. Look at this, man. Look. What? Man, 1.7, nigga, I took 400. Look at my wife, man. Listen, man. Very blessed. I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. I don't treat them like shit. You have no opportunity. I see what they say about my daughter, man. You have no opportunity of doing anything to anyone that I love. You know what I mean? I'm the man of the house. I'm the protector and the provider. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know what I mean? If y'all around long enough, y'all gonna probably see me work three jobs to be able to maintain my lifestyle, pay these people, and stay out of fucking trouble. You know what I mean? So when you see people say things, don't pay none of that shit no attention. You know what I mean? They don't have the kind of experiences that I have. I've had a wonderful and beautiful life these past 2 years. Yeah, they've been difficult, but I had y'all. You know what I mean? It was never a time somebody wouldn't write me a letter or emailing me or sending me magazines or books or some funny shit. You see what I'm saying? It was never a time when nobody wasn't sending my wife money, this and that. And I appreciate that shit. See, I appreciate shit. all that hard work y'all did for 3 years to keep this shit in the public eye, motherfucker don't appreciate y'all. Called y'all dummies, all kind of shit, all kind of names. And y'all didn't deserve that. You really, really didn't. You know? You really didn't. You didn't deserve that shit. Fuck the motherfuckers. Straight up. Motherfucking permission slip. All that shit was a lie. The more and more I look at this shit, I see it differently. I ain't trying to push my thoughts on nobody, but I see this shit differently. And I ain't just saying that because I'm mad at him for disrespecting my wife. But I am looking into this shit because motherfucking my wife was mentioned. Can you tell me a time that I disrespected that man's wife? I would never do that. You know what I mean? If I got mad at you and I got a problem with you, then I got a problem with you. I'm not finna call your wife. I'm not finna do that. You know what I mean? I've called his wife before and I've asked her, is he okay? Is he going through something? He's tripping and being mean to me for no fucking reason. I haven't done anything to him. No. He was having time. He was going through some shit, some personal shit. Didn't have nothing to do with me or y'all. Fucking YouTube and the YouTube dummies and motherfucking all that old bullshit. Man, look. I built these motherfucking channels. And I paid for this motherfucking equipment where y'all paid for this motherfucking the lights, the green screen, none of that shit. He didn't do any of that. The very next day you was gone, he was talking shit about Janine. Look. She told me. She didn't want to tell me everything. Look at that. Man, boy. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. But you the Muslim. You the man of the cloth and the father of the year and all that old bullshit. So why did he say, if you had just gave us $250,000, he could have had his studio? That's not what was said. This is what you got to understand. I had the bag. The news thing came on and said that he was behind in his studio and he was about to lose it. So I asked Hips if he could get in touch with him and tell him that if you send my daughter home, I'll give you the money for your fucking studio. But it never happened. So y'all motherfuckers, not only do y'all try to cherry pick what y'all try to make talking points, but y'all get it wrong. I never talked to R. Kelly. I never talked to him. You know, I didn't know him to talk to him. What the fuck I'm gonna say to him? You know what I mean? All I knew is at the time that he was behind in the studio. It was on the news. That's it. You know, I probably would have got played out of that. Glad that didn't happen, or he was never talked to about it. You know? And it wasn't $250,000. It was $72,000. Why would he need $250,000 for a studio he didn't owe but $180,000 on? Do R. Kelly own a car? No, he don't own none of that shit. He don't own no car, no studio, no nothing. The only thing he owned, and he didn't even own that, was the Sprinter van. It was in somebody else's name. He was trying to get a fucking Sprinter van to ask while she was at home before the fight. He was telling her to go get it out of from the feds or some shit. All kind of shit went on. They was getting set up for the rights for music from some nigga, some shit. There's a lot of shit that I was being told. You got to understand, I don't know if none of that shit was true. You know what I mean? But it's a lot more to this shit than what the fuck, you know, it's a lot more to this shit. No, it's okay. It's no problem. Got my eyes on you. It's all good. It wasn't towards you personally. I just be getting, it ain't you. I just be getting a lot of questions. You know what I mean? And then, your question was a good question, but that's not what was said anyway. it done been took out of context from $60,000 all the way to $250,000 from 2 years ago. We'll know after the NYC forensic audit is completed. He was putting things, other people's names to be paid for it. Yeah, I couldn't understand that because, I mean, they subpoenaed a lot of shit. If you look at the fucking, the New York discovery outline, that was a lot of companies. I was trying to figure out, like, where does all of this shit fit into this case, you know? I just seen him and you on the video asking who? Oh, I don't know. A lot of that shit back then was exaggerated. But for the record, I don't know R. Kelly. I just don't like the fact that he's been going around 30 years abusing girls. That's it. And this video right here was talking about the actual permission slip. And I was explaining to them that the permission slip shit was a lie. All that was a lie. But look, gotta go to work. Go follow Teddy Swims on TikTok. He got some raw shit on there. I heard he had houses in many states. I don't know. I was surprised last week when they said he had $5 million. That was shocking. It's a financial friends argument. Sorry, see, oh man, that's, you know. Well, I don't know. Well, I'm gonna get out of here. Gotta go get some rest. I'ma end that on this again.
Turn down the light. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lie. Just hold me close. Don't pay tonight. Don't pay tonight.